Hey, what's happening, everybody? Welcome back to Anime Casuals. I'm Lucky.
I'm Michael.
I am still a Johnny.
And we make up Anime Casuals. Yes, if you guys, I don't even know what I'm going to call this yet. If you guys have read the title or the description, you guys know what is coming. But this is going to be my final appearance on the Anime Casuals podcast or YouTube channel. Just going through a lot right now and trying to, get some other projects, meaning my life, going forward. So I was using podcasting as an outlet to kind of, stay where I was. But, I decided to kind of move on with some things. Michael and Johnny are gonna, see what's in store for them and everything. But yeah, I just wanted to we kind of wanted to do one last bash here, and kind of talk about the Anime Casuals throughout the years. We started this, I think, in late 2019,
Yeah.
before I took a little bit of a hiatus there. I guess we'll just talk about some of the moments that are most memorable to us. And I just kind of wanted to start this one off with, we were talking about Food Wars, like one of the, I think the like the last wrap up. And there's, if you guys have never seen Food Wars,
What
it's
do you
quite an
need
anime. Yeah, right.
to know?
There's this thing called the gifting that happens where this family is just able to like basically everybody just like gets their clothes taken off of them for like no reason. After like eating food or whatever. And so I decided it would be funny to like turn off my camera and then like come back on with my shirt off and everything and just act like I just got gifted. And I just remember thinking to myself, I don't know why I did that. I wasn't even thinking about it until like we were talking about it. I was like, bro, I could totally pull this off. And yeah, it was just one of those moments that I was like, oh man, dude, this is gonna be on the internet forever. So
People will find it, log it, and then make it a meme.
yeah, hey, you know what? Do your worst.
Yeah.
I've done pretty bad with my stuff too, so.
Yeah. Dude, I think I just generally appreciate having this. I think most of all, I think we could all appreciate it kind of brought us through the pandemic.
Yeah.
I mean, and also like we had a lot more time to attribute to it to kind of curate ourselves and kind of put our name and our voice out there. And find some big hits along the way and find things that we like editing, develop new skills. But I think I really, really appreciate like the camaraderie that we had over the pandemic and kind of being like, hey, let's go insane together doing this, podcast and like making sure that we go, okay, we are not going to be locked up in our houses being unproductive. We're going to get through this all the while. I think Texas was also dying at the time. Like I just like that's like one of the overall fondest memories is just being able to like meet up with you guys every weekend. And I think we say early on is like it's a good excuse for us to talk every weekend.
Yeah, nice connection. For me, I think back to the beginning of Anime Casuals, thinking about how we should just be like in your living room hanging out kind of thing. We'd set up some chairs. One of your dogs would walk through, just being like, hey, what's up? What are you guys talking about anime? All right, bark and leaves or something. And I remember thinking, weirdly, I was like, this is when we reached the top, which was simply when you got that Jinbei figure. And I was like, bam, table. I was like, we're done. We don't need
We're
to
done.
do anything
We've done
else.
it.
We're prime time.
Yeah.
I'm happy with all of this. So, I mean, that was probably my biggest thing that I think about, just where we came from and where we are.
Yeah, it's quite exciting. I, even though I'm the one who's like kind of ramming up the gaming division of our Anime Casuals branch, I,
R&D.
yeah, R&D, the punishments that we would give each other, I really, really enjoyed. I also appreciate that we weren't nearing like, okay, now you're gonna get your nose flicked 20 times or something silly like that. It's like, okay, now shave your head down the middle. It's like, it's like, we're just like, we know, like, we call ourselves casual, but sometimes we're a little bit more. And it's like, we know enough about anime to be able to be like, oh yeah, I know you haven't watched this, and I know exactly how to get under your skin. Which then we started being nice to each other at some point. But, you know.
I think that was when I realized that I was editing the videos too. And so when I gave you guys the punishment, I was like, oh crap, I got to watch these things too. This is, dude, when I gave Johnny Yosuke no Sora, I never thought I was going to like want to bleach my eyes out. But that was rough, man. That was one of the.
That's an anime to think about.
Yeah, I don't think about it. Either way, another one that you know, another thing that I was thinking about is just like how we've how it's kind of gone through. You know, I we still get like comments on certain videos sometimes. I'm like, I don't even remember making this video. Like, it's so weird to think, like, you know, like I'm thinking about like my Ictus Lork video from like Elderman on the Sky, and I'm like, I don't even remember like recording it. I don't even remember editing it. I don't even remember what state of mind I was in. But you know, because we've done so many videos at this point, that it's kind of like blurred together to the point where I'm like, dude, I can't even tell you what I did, like what podcast I did last week. So, but it's definitely been, you know, one of those like real cool outlets to kind of get thoughts out, you know, when you watch anime, it's like one of those things where you like, you want to tell your friends about it. You want to be like, dude, you got to check this anime out. Let me know your reaction. Or like when we used to hang out at Michael's house all the time, you know, one of us would like put on an anime, or Michael would put on an anime, and like, you know, we'd look over at each other's to see it, like each other's reactions and stuff. And I was just thinking like when he put on like a Junie Tyson, and everybody was like floored on the first episode. Like, I remember I looked at Anime Josh, and we were like, I thought that was the main character. I won't spoil too much else, but we both looked at each other like, what is going on? So yeah, that was definitely but yeah, just like all that kind of stuff was you know, kind of crazy. So yeah. Obviously me stepping down from Anime Casual doesn't mean I'm gonna stop watching anime. I'm still gonna be watching anime for sure, and you know, you can always count on that.
Anime professional. No.
he's not taking a step back. He's taking a step up. Yeah, he's himself. It's kind of crazy. Actually, you're talking about like the comments on the video. It was kind of like, I think from several people commented, which is a comment on our Castletown Dandelion video, which, you know, recommendation from Johnny. And a guy was just like, yeah, checking out the competition. And I'm like, like, I feel honored to be somebody else's competition that we've had. Like, not like, I know we've also we've all taken a step back the past like 8 months from really like making more in-depth content, you know, switching between doing a podcast and then also doing like, you know, in-depth breakdowns on things. FTF took a step back when I got too busy to edit and things like that. I mean, obviously we have lives, and our lives affect, you know, how we run the channel. As an example, like right now with Lucky. And, you know, it just still wows me that we have, you know, how small, there's a reach. And we still find people that are like, hey, I like your content, I like these videos. And, you know, even if like we stop doing it all together, you know, potentials, like whatever happens with Johnny and I, you know, our lives, you know, that's a possibility. But the fact is, we still, you know, reached out and helped spread some of our words and our thoughts with other people who have similar things. And I mean, no matter if you're popular or not, I mean, that's the beauty of YouTube, the internet, and, you know, just making content, is you find like minds who appreciate you. And, you know, I really appreciate the fact that we came together. I think Lucky was the one who was like, hey, here's a crazy idea, let's do this thing. And we're like, yeah, Lucky, we'll follow our crazy leader. And then we all like kind of grouped up and started contributing in our own parts, no matter how we did it. So that's kind of wild, you know, like finding other people we'll never see in real life. Oh dude, actually that reminds me, I remember you doing the, what was it, chat roulette stuff, dude. That
I forgot about
dude
that.
I was like, he's too brave.
That was let's just say I got pretty close to seeing the darkest sides of Omegle on there, and oh man, but it was cool to meet different people though, so
People you'll meet, and then people who comment and be like, "That's me," and I'm like,
I
"Yes,
forgot
it
about
is."
that.
You know, and Lucky's lucky. I can tell you 100%. Johnny and I would never do that. Like, we don't have. That's not our personality. Like, maybe if Johnny got on another, like, this is Omegle, but for people who watch too much ecchi, it's like, yeah, that's perfect. You know, Johnny, that's like, it's not specific.
I don't know. I'll think of something. I'll get there. Hold on.
Yeah. I
Give it a
mean,
bit.
for Johnny at least, it also, I feel like I maybe Lucky you can agree because we're the, you know, outside observers on our friend here. Is I feel like it helped you open up and express yourself a little bit more. Just sitting down and listening to your own voice, recording yourself, and then going, I hate, you know, like I personally, I'm like, I hate my voice, as so many people in the world do.
That's fair.
And then you're like, I have to listen to myself and the way I talk, and then express my opinions about something in a way that I feel like, you know, us being your friends for a long time, you're like, you're the guy who's like, hey, insert really good idea, but very quietly.
Yeah, that's me. It's definitely been a weird kind of trying to get into that and, you know, just listening to myself. 'Cause yeah, it'd be always I'd try and do it and then hate it in 5 seconds, delete it. Do it again, you know, and you know, just it'd be like an hour and a half of that, you know, just whether I'm in my car, you know, in my room or just hiding somewhere in a corner that doesn't have a bunch of sound or wind blowing. And yeah, it's been something. It's been a ride. It's been fun, you know. And yeah, I get to be like, hey, everyone should like anime titties, everybody. So you know, spread the love.
Yeah. Love.
Oh man, I just remember you know, another moment I was just thinking about was when I was making the intro for our channel. There was just so much material to figure out. And for people that don't know, Johnny is the one that's his voice that's in it. I think I deepened it just a bit, but you know, I just remember thinking of how crazy that that intro was, and just thinking about, like, because I remember I had this outtake for a while of Johnny sneezing, and I was just like, dude, I gotta figure out how in the world I'm gonna put this into a video. And finally that came in, and I was like, bro, this has to go in right here, because it was one of the craziest, like, it literally looked like Johnny's mind had been blown when he sneezed. He was just like, whoa. And you know, for a lot of people, they were never going to be able to see that, because that was an outtake from one of our like first videos where we were each doing our own vlogs and stuff.
Yeah.
And I was just like, bro, this has to see the light of day at some point. And then when that intro, where when the you know, introductory video came in, I was like, bro, this has to go on here, because people got to see this madness and what goes on behind the scenes, because there's so much that goes on that people, you know, might not see, you know, about our personalities and all that stuff. So,
Yeah.
I've definitely seen, like you said, Michael, the evolution in all of our personalities, you know, in this, you know, and especially Johnny, because, you know, when he's got like his own video to do, you can tell like he actually thinks about what he says, whereas me and Michael are like thinking, what are you talking about? Just talk. Just yeah, just throw it out,
it
buddy.
later.
Yeah, edit it later. And then 5 hours later, you're like editing other, every other word. Like, oh, I should have thought about this more.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. Like, I think it's brought us to like new heights. And, you know, again, like, no matter where we go with it, I think it's helped us in our everyday lives just in general. It helped me like start a new anime club and like kind of refine my ideas and things I like. And obviously, you know, Johnny's section of the channel, I'm probably not bringing to the kids I teach, but you
Yeah.
know. Johnny starts his high school anime. No, it's college anime club. But yeah, it's really helped like refine my ideas about it. And, you know, generally have a discussion. I wouldn't be having a discussion. I think on the baseline, our weekend talks have been the thing I appreciate the most because it kind of gives us anime homework to do. and forces us to watch anime that I probably would have dropped already. Like, I mean, I kind of think of our little soiree with Tokyo 24th Ward. And going like, we're like, okay, we're doing this. And then it's like, ooh. I was the first one to drop out of that. I was like, no, I'm done. And I feel like I took you guys with me. But, you know, like, just generally fully experiencing every season of anime and seeing what's good for, like, you know, 4 years. Living life differently. I think that's caption on pre-pandemic to now is, like, living life differently 100% is what that was.
Yeah. I mean, it's good homework, you know, anime homework. I'm fine with it. But yeah, there's a lot of anime out there. Mm-hmm. And it's fun trying to pick which ones are like, yes, I want to watch that. No, I don't want to watch that. I didn't want to watch Platinum End. And I did. I watched it all the way and it was bad. So it's just fun just to see everything that comes out, you know, and kind of branch out. Because, yeah, I mean, I do. I used to do For the Fans. You know, I still might try and bring that back up, but. It's funny, as I kept doing it, I'd be like, I don't want to watch fan service right now. I'd be like, I could just burn through another one, or I just watch something else, you know? Just give me some, like, isekai of a dude who's sent, like, so many years into the past of, like, feudal Japan, and they're just fighting. Like, that's okay, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Variety.
We need to dedicate yourself fully to one thing, you know? Maybe you have too much of it.
Yeah, I mean, that was one thing that I noticed after, like, you know, kind of what you guys were talking about with the anime homework. Like, it really forced me, especially when I started doing, I don't know when I started doing those, but the weekly reviews and stuff, like, it really forced me to, like, buckle down and watch a series. And it helped with a good amount of, you know, my focus and everything, because a lot of times I'll, like, bounce from one anime, drop it, bounce to another anime, drop it, bounce to another anime, drop it. And with the weekly review, I was like, oh, I gotta watch it. And also, I gotta figure out a score. Also, I gotta figure out why is it that score? So I have to, like, actually pay attention to it, not, like, you know, like walk away from it and keep it on play, and then, you know, come back and, you know, five people are dead or something like that. You know, it really got me into, you know, scoring things as objectively as possible. And, but, you know, I think the other thing that, you know, it really helped me to do was, like, organize my thoughts. Cause after a while I was like, dude, these vlogs are, like, all over the place. I got to figure out what I'm talking about. So after a while I started, like, making scripts and stuff. And obviously we kind of stopped that towards the end, because there was just too much. There's too much podcasting content that I was doing that I couldn't make scripts anymore. But at that point, like, my thoughts were kind of organized to a certain degree. So yeah, it definitely helped me to, like, you know, I never thought I'd say this, but my English teacher was absolutely right. Like, create an outline of what you're going to say. I never thought I'd say that, but I was like, you know what? I guess they were right. They were right. Oh well.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think that's what I struggle with. Like, I would sit down, write a script, write an outline, because I can't do scripts. I will not do scripts. But write an outline, cross it out, throw it away, write a new one, and then going like, wow, exactly what you said, Lucky. If my teachers could see me now, you know, actually using the things they taught me to the benefit of myself, you know, I'm still not using math, huh? Math teacher. I see you. But English teacher, you know, whether I like them or not, you know, you help me out here and there. You know, at the times where I was like, I wish I went to podcasting school, but, you know, that doesn't really exist.
Yet. I can see I was that happening. Say, yeah, like, yeah. 10 years, 20 years.
Everybody's podcasting. It's like, oh, you don't podcast? I was like, what's wrong with you?
Oh, man. Yeah, I mean, well, any final thoughts, guys, on final messages before I give my send off to the fans and everything?
We love you, Lucky. And, you know, while you might not be on screen with us or doing a lot of any on screen stuff, I'm sure our fans could also say, like, we appreciate you. We hope you the best in life. I mean, obviously, we're still going to see each other after this video, but and you know, whatever you do with your future, I think you will find success.
May you be blessed with the power of God and anime.
Oh man,
it's on his side.
That's a lot. That's a lot of blessings in one. No, I mean, I definitely
take it back.
No.
No, no, come back, come back. I'm gonna get hit by truck cone after this. Oh man. Well, I mean, you know, I definitely appreciate this channel, everything that it represents. You know, anime was a big going force for me growing up. You know, not to get too personal here, but when you know, I grew up without my father, like, mainly in my life, so I always had to find, like, where are these like male figures that I can look up to. And then I started watching, well, okay, Dragon Ball Z is not a great example, but then I saw Dragon Ball Z and it went I was gonna say Goku went a little too much like my dad, and so then we went then I eventually got to, like, Yu Yu Hakusho, like certain things like that, where I started to, like, really see you know, obviously the different shonens kind of focus more on boys anyway, but just seeing that, like, coming of age story was, like, a real big help to me as I grew up. And so I wanted to really, like, spread the love of anime using this, using, like, you know, a YouTube channel, a podcast, or anything like that. And eventually I wanted to make it so, you know, even people who just watched Dragon Ball Z or just watched Yu Yu Hakusho or just watched, like, any of the main anime, who were labeled casuals, because that was a derogatory term at some point, where people would just say it of people who just watched one anime or two anime or something like that, and didn't, like, lose their lives, like, doing five, like, watching five at a time or something like that. So I wanted this to be, like, a place where people could, you know, literally just listen to people talk about anime casually. So you know, I think we accomplished that, and I think it's been a great, you know, at least for me, you know, it's just been such a great ride to have a place where you can just, after anime, just, like, offload your brain into the ether and be like, bro, that anime was crazy. And so, you know, I just want to thank everybody for watching. Thank you, everybody, for listening, and just thank you, everybody, for, continuing to keep it casual. And I just want to say thank you to all you guys, and you know, you guys are more than welcome to always reach out. We still have the email up, animecasuals@real.com. Almost forgot it on the last one. Wow. Yeah, right, way to go out, guys. But as always, guys, this will never get old. Don't forget to keep
it
casual.
Yeah.
Bye, Lucky. Bye, Lucky.